Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sick and afflicted, those that are dealing with pain in their body,
cancer. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to heal. You're a miracle worker, and you're yet doing miracles. And we believe your word today. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Move in a miraculous way. So much so till somebody give their life to you and turn from their way. Have mercy today. Oh, my God, we know you're able to deliver the bound souls. Have mercy on them today. Let your will be done and let your blood cover today. Move by your spirit, oh, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do anything without you. We need you to go with us, to lead us and guide us and direct our path. Show us the way that you will have us to go. We are trusting in your word today and knowing that your word cannot fail. We pray that you move, Lord, move in a mighty way while we're on this broadcast. Touch our soul, Lord. Help somebody to fall out with their weight. Help them to give their life to you. Help them, oh, Lord, to run to you. In the name of Jesus, continue to have the way and let your will be done. Move in a mighty way, Jesus. Speak to our hearts and minds. Speak to our souls, oh, Lord. Help us today to receive the word of God, that we might grow thereby. We are waiting and we are trusting in you. Our faith looks up to you, Lord. No other help we know. You are our very present help. We are waiting, Jesus. Draw us closer to you. Help us to consecrate ourselves unto you. Help us to fast and pray even the more. Oh, my God, we want to be ready. When you call our name, we want to be caught up to meet you in the air. Have your way, Lord. Have thy way, Lord. And let thy will be done. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help self, oh, Lord, to be crucified and put to death. Realize you suffer for us. Help us to suffer for you. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh Lord. We need your help today. Come to our rescue. Strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to look to you as never before. We know you're able to take us through. We pray that you look on for people everywhere and all of those names that is listed on all of the prayer lists. I pray that you touch them one by one. Grant the petitions that have gone up before you. Heal today. Save, oh Lord. Deliver today. Strengthen, oh Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Heal the sick and deliver the bound, Lord. We know thou art a way maker. You are our hope today, and you are our trust today. We are looking to you, oh Lord, knowing that you cannot fail and you cannot lie. Oh, my God, we thank you today. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, oh Lord, for how you strengthen us, for how you reached down and encouraged our souls. We are very encouraged through the word of God. Help us today, oh Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Lord, you're worthy today. Help us, Jesus, to give your name the praise for the great work that you have done. We thank you today, oh Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for the revival. Thank you for touching the soul. Thank you for strengthening them and encouraging them. We thank you, oh Lord, for helping them, oh Lord, to want to go forward in you. We pray that you continue to bless, that you continue to save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his touch. Thank you, Jesus, and good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 142nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 142nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And it reads, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord that I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Thank God for doing of his words, the 142nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the seventh verse, throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. The prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Hoff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And I know that Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on the March 5th. And I want to get that information really quickly, but it will be...
Praise the Lord.
Yes, God bless his name. If you have it right there, if you could just, thank you.
Yes, she is scheduled to preach at God is Love Ministries.
and that's 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, and that's March the 5th, 2023 at 3 p.m. Once again, that is God is Love Ministries, 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Camden, New Jersey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And we want to, of course, pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And we want to continue to pray for John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Barry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's grandchild, the Edmund family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granite, Dede Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olame and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Sprigg family, the bereaved Allen family, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Darius family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those souls who are on the prayer list. And I have said their names, but the ones that are currently requesting prayer, as well as our leaders. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to remember that the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated is having its 48th annual Sunday School Convention February the 24th throughout the 26th at True Holiness Temple, Church of God, at 1262 West Broad Street in Athens, Georgia, 30606. If it's the Lord's will, that will be next Friday. So if you're in the area, stop on by. You will not be disappointed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. I tell you, I feel good. I'm yet feeling good from God. And I thank God for what he has done. The Lord has moved. He has strengthened some that was kind of cast down. The Lord strengthened. Thank God for that. You know, God knows how to deliver his people. He knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it. So we thank God for what he has done. And we thank God also for this broadcast, for the reading of the scripture from the Song of David. It was a song that David began to say unto the Lord. And I thank God, because I was glad when they said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad to be there on today. And I thank God for what he has done. And we want to keep in mind, hear the word of God, and you can be blessed. But if we reject the word of God, then you won't be blessed and you won't be happy. Glory to God. So let's get ready to receive the word of God from the woman of God. At this time, we're going to present to you Pastor Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction and for those words of encouragement. I do honor the Lord. I honor whom honor is due. And we are grateful for how God has been blessing us. Today is the Lord's day, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And let's get ready to go to the word of God. But before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, Lord, and we present ourselves before you as humble as we know how. And we ask you, Lord God, to minister unto us through your word, to bless us and to strengthen us. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way and let your will be done. Have your way, Lord. Take control in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our attention to the Word of God, and I'll be going to the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And I also would like to bring in another scripture from St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 24 through 29. And I ask that you pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes as we go to the Word of God. Beginning with St. Matthew, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. The first verse reads, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. St. John, the 5th chapter, verse 24. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given to the Son of to have life in himself, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And this afternoon, the title of this message is The Bridegroom is Coming. And the theme is Watch and Pray. In this passage in St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, Jesus began to speak in parables, and many of the things he said were in parables. And this particular parable, he refers to how the kingdom of heaven is likened. In this portion, it is likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. He described that half of them were wise and half of them were foolish. When we consider how the kingdom of heaven is likened unto these 10 virgins, we can also consider that the church, churchgoers, people who go to church, people who are preaching the word of God, witnessing and walking in a way that is reflecting Christianity or a walk after Christ. Nevertheless, half of them are wise and half are foolish, as the Lord begins to describe in this parable. And according to the Lord, he began to mention how the foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. They were all in the same place. They all had the same anticipation. They were all looking forward to meeting the bridegroom. The same way people are going to church and naming the name of Christ and also looking to meet the bridegroom, looking to inherit eternal life, they are expecting to go into the kingdom of God. But not everyone that says to him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. So it behooves us to take a lesson from the wise in this passage of scripture and not be as the foolish who only were thinking about that moment and not the future. The wise knew that at some point their vessels, or rather their lamps, would go out if they did not have a sufficient supply of oil. So they took oil in their vessels with their lamps, so that in the event their oil would run low or their lamp would begin to go out or dim, they had a supply to keep the lamp burning. Hallelujah. And I began to look into how we trim the wick in a kerosene lamp or oil-burning lamp. When I was a child, I remember that we did not have electricity in our house. Our light was supplied by a kerosene lamp. That's how we had light in the house at night. And so I would watch my parents. They would turn the wick up to trim it, because once it's burned, it'll char the ends of it. And they would trim that part off and raise it up, or turn to raise it up so it can burn clear and bright. If you don't trim the wick, it'll start to smoke, it'll get dim, and it can actually go out. And so they trimmed the lamp with a supply of oil inside of the vessel, or the bottom portion of the lamp. And I used to watch them do this. And the higher they turned it up, the brighter the light. And we had this glass case, I don't remember what it's called, but would put that over the flame, and then we would have brightness in the room. Praise the Lord. So the wise knew they needed to have this oil, but the foolish didn't take any extra oil. Praise the Lord. Are you praying with me? Amen.
Amen.
I say that when I'm preaching. Amen. But pray along with me just a little while longer, moving right along. And so they were just waiting. They all slumbered and slept, and here they were anticipating the coming of the bridegroom. And at midnight, a cry was made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And it was the moment that they had been waiting for, the moment that they all had looked forward to. But something was different about this very moment. in that the foolish, when they rose up to trim their lamps, they found out that their lamps had gone out because they didn't have any more oil. And so they went to the wise and asked them to give them some of their oil. And they described that their lamps had gone out. But the wise answered, hallelujah. Let's think about that. The wise had an answer. And when we look into what wise is, it is having the power of discerning and judging properly as to what is true or right, or also possessing discernment, judgment, and discretion. So they gave them very wise answer by saying, not so. In other words, no, we cannot share our oil with you because it won't be enough for you and us. But they also counseled them, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. So then you can't go off of what somebody else has or what somebody else's relationship is with the Lord. You have to have a relationship with him for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to have this personal relationship with the Lord, because a time will come when we have to meet the bridegroom, and we must be ready when he is ready, when we want to be ready. Like the foolish, and when we look into what foolish means, lacking good sense or judgment, unwise, or ill-advised. And in some cases, people are sitting under doctrines that is not of the Lord, and therefore they are not teaching the true word of God. They're not learning what it takes in order to be saved. It's as if they're following blind guides or blind leaders, because the blind leaders are the ones who lead people in a way that is not godly, is not according to the will of God or the commandments of God. Hallelujah. In the same way that the scribes and the Pharisees tried to find fault with Jesus' disciples, in that they were indignant when Jesus pointed out that they were upholding the traditions of men. When he mentioned this in St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, how they felt like the disciples should eat bread with washing hands. They had a certain tradition. But Jesus, then why did they go by the traditions of men and not the commandments of God? And so he told them that it's not what goeth into the mouth that defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. And so they got offended at this. But Jesus described them as a plant. And he said in the 13th verse, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Therefore, those who have planted themselves in the church, have planted themselves pulpit, have planted themselves on the deacon's board, or just became a fixture somewhere in the church.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord God didn't plant them there. And every plant that the Heavenly Father did not plant, he's going to root it up. It's going to be plucked up. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to be ready when he comes. He is preparing us for the judgment day, as was brought out in St. John, the 5th chapter. Everyone that hear his word and believe on him that sent him has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Also, the hour is coming, not may come or might come, but the hour is coming. And when it comes, we must be ready. So we need to be watchful that we don't fall into a trap, that we don't go after the traditions of men. Men have set up all kinds of traditions, and they are not according to the commandments of God. But yet, they want to hold you to their traditions. Glory to God. But be as the wise and have this discernment to know right from wrong, to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. Because your salvation depends on it. Glory be to God. And so the bridegroom came. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. And those that were ready went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, the foolish went looking for somebody to buy oil from. And while they were out searching for oil, everything was done. Glory to God. It was said and done, and the door was shut. Those who were ready, they went on in, and that door was shut. It was not going to be open for anyone else. So when they came back, knocking on the door and asking to be let in, they were not allowed to come inside. They were left out. Hallelujah. And that makes me think about the resurrection that Jesus spoke of in St. John, the 5th chapter, how he said, glory to God, that those that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So there are two categories here. The wise will come into the resurrection of life. The foolish, the resurrection of damnation. But be as the wise. Amen. Be watchful and know the commandments of God. Know that when the bridegroom comes, we must be ready. Hallelujah. We know that God raised Jesus from the dead by quickening his mortal body. He had taken on the flesh when he came down to the earth. And he dwelt among us, glory to God. He was made flesh. But when he died on the cross and was laid in that tomb, God, by his almighty power, quickened Jesus and raised him from the dead on the third day. And all in the same, he began to change him from mortal to immortal again. Glory to God. He took on the form he had before he came down to the earth. But when we see Jesus, glory to God, when we see him in all his glory, this is the love of God, in that we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We don't necessarily know what we shall be or how is going to be, but when we see him, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And the way God quickened Jesus, we also will be quickened at the coming of the bridegroom. We shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We won't have time to run around and try to get right with God. We won't have time to try to find an altar to cry unto the Lord and pray. But we must be ready when the bridegroom comes. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We don't have any time to waste. But if we want to rise in that day unto the resurrection of life, we must have oil in our vessel with our lamps. Oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost which the Father sent in the name of Jesus to keep us and to preserve us. Hallelujah. Yes. To keep our light burning bright. Glory to God. If you find that your lamp is going dim, it's time to trim that wick. Oh, hallelujah. Cut off everything that's not like God. Get rid of everything, all the dead branches and anything that is stopping your progress or hindering you from doing the work of God. Trim your lamp so that your light can continue to shine. Glory to God. And I believe we can get a little deeper into the scripture. And I think about how Jesus said that he is the true vine and his Father is the husbandman. And God will trim off all the dead branches so that we can bring forth much fruit. Thank you, Lord. God will purge us, and he will cause us to be fruitful, but we must abide in the vine, the true vine, who is Jesus. And therefore, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will. And there is always a steady supply, a steady source that we are connected with. And that is oil of Jesus Christ, who will keep our lamps burning bright. Oh, praise be to God. And so let us be aware that we don't know the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh, but we know he's coming. So let us watch and pray and be ready to hear the voice of God. Those that are in the grave are going to hear. They're going to rise up, some to everlasting life, and some will come in the condemnation unto damnation, everlasting damnation. Hallelujah. But let's be ready according to the will of God, the ways of God. And don't be led astray. Don't be deceived. Jesus warned us about deceitfulness. Don't continue go in the way of error. If somebody's in a leadership position and they're not teaching you the true gospel of Jesus Christ, don't continue to follow them, because according to Jesus, they are blind leaders, and if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the ditch. So Jesus is basically saying, let them alone, because they planted themselves in a place where God didn't put them. They are not ordained by God. God didn't place them there, but they took upon themselves to go about putting themselves in places where God did not put them. Name in
Amen.
The name of Christ, not possessing, yet but not possessing. The lamp is empty. The vessel is empty. There's no oil in the vessel. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just thank God for the word of God. And I want to encourage
Amen.
You to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Praise the Lord. And know this, that whatsoever the Lord has said, that will surely come to pass. The things that the Lord warned us about, let's take heed to those things. That day of judgment is fast approaching. We're living in the last days. We can see all around us how the scriptures are being fulfilled. We don't want to be the ones who are saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, let me in. We don't want to be left behind. Glory to God. But we want to be caught up in the rapture. We want to be a part of that first resurrection, the one that has the power. Because the
yes,
second
Lord.
Has no power. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for the word of God. And I pray that you have gained something from the word on today. And at this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. Because we need the Lord to show us the way. We need guidance. We need the Lord to help us to be wise and to discern right from wrong. Amen. It doesn't matter how long we've been going to church or going here or being a member there or part of this, but we need to know without a doubt that we are in the will of God and that we are fulfilling his commandment or keeping his commandment and fulfilling the purpose that he has us here. The enemy doesn't want us to do God's will. He doesn't want us to even know the will of God. But if we are serious about our salvation, let us seek the Lord earnestly and ask God for direction. Ask God to lead us and to guide us. And he will do just that. So at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And if you have any special request or any desire, God has it and he wants to give it to you. Praise the Lord. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, Lord. We ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word and concerning your will. Look on us, oh God, in a special way. And, Lord, forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Forgive our faults, oh Lord. Be merciful unto us. Lord, we want to be ready when the cry is made. When the bridegroom comes, Lord, help us to be ready at that time in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for those who don't know you in the departing of their sins, asking you to give them a mind to turn from the error of their ways, to turn and walk away from the world and from their sins. Lord, please touch somebody's heart today. And break up their heart, Lord. Prick their heart to repentance until they cry out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save souls, oh God. Souls, Lord, dying every day. Don't even know you, Lord. Have mercy, oh blessed Savior. And stay the hand of death. Give somebody a chance. Come to know you, Lord, and to repent of their sins. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for all of those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. and deliver, Lord. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh my God, to raise them up. Whatever it's plagued with, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, restore their health right now. Jesus, oh Lord, we call on you, Lord, to remember the bereaved families today, to comfort and console them in this difficult time. Lord, please look on all of those who are feeling discouraged or despondent, Lord. Lift them up, oh Lord Jesus, and lift their burdens right now. Encourage their hearts, oh Lord, and help them to continue on, Lord Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for the leaders who are leading the people, oh God. Take the blinders off their eyes and cause them to see the truth, Lord Jesus. Help them to lead your people, oh God. Help them to forsake the traditions of men in the name of Jesus and to follow your commandments. Oh, Lord, you're able, and we believe you right now, oh, God. We are asking you, Lord, to remember those who have a special petition before you, who are coming to you, Lord God, been waiting for a long time. We ask you to remember them today and grant their petitions, Lord. Let it be done, Lord, according to your own will, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on all the listeners to this broadcast on this afternoon. Oh, Lord, one by one and name by name, we pray a special prayer that you will stretch forth your hand, oh, God, that you will send a blessing upon them and let them overtake them, Lord Jesus, whatever they're in need of, Lord God. Grant it unto them, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your holy name. We believe, Lord, that we have the petitions we've asked. We believe, oh God, for the healing of the sick today.
Yes.
Lord, we believe for deliverance of the bound, Lord Jesus. We believe, oh God, for answers to prayers, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We believe for the saving of souls, Lord God. We believe you for the restoration of the backslider, Lord God. We believe you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for reviving our souls, Lord. We thank you for lifting the burdens. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory. Lord, we thank you. We thank you,
Jesus.
Glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your people everywhere, Lord.
You
have your way and let your will be done. We ask it all in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. Now the broadcast is in the hands of the host.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Truly, this was a very deep, thought-provoking message. The bridegroom is coming. Watch and pray. And I believe that all of us want to be one of those wise virgins. And, you know, we want to make it in. And one thing I noticed, Evangelist Hameen began to say that they were the wise virgins. They were wise enough not to give the foolish of their oil. They understood that if they gave their oil away, they wouldn't have enough for themselves and the others as well. And sometimes I notice this happens to us too. People, they'll ask us for our resources, our time, sometimes our money, and we don't want to say no. We want to help, but we have to save ourselves And we can't get in using somebody else's oil. Like she said, we can't depend on a chance that somebody is going to give us from their supply. We have to get our own. And truly, I want to be first resurrection. I want to rise to the resurrection of life and not to the resurrection of damnation. That second resurrection has no power. I enjoy this word of God. If any clergy are on the line, you can certainly call in to have remarks. And Evangelist Maybell, I want to go ahead and let Evangelist Maybell have remarks first. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that serious message that the Lord sent through Evangelist Amin. Glory to God. It's a lesson telling us, glory to God, that in other words, when you sum it all up, you've got to be ready. Glory to God. You can't depend on nobody else. You got to look to the Lord and be ready for yourself. Glory to God. I thank God for that word on today. I tell you, it's a very, very serious message. And we have to realize that you can't depend on nobody else asking for their oil or asking for what they have. You have to have it for yourself, because one thing about it, you can't give nobody the Holy Ghost. You can't give it to them. They have to get it. They have to obtain it for themselves in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So we thank God for this message on the day, and we pray and hope that somebody takes this word in very serious. Glory to God. I want to encourage you, Dennis, I mean, continue to let the Lord have his way. This was a very anointed message coming through her and the prayer. I thank God for the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Glory to God. Be encouraged and keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybell. And you've been enjoying her as well. I know she's been revivaling, and just it's time for it. It's definitely time for it. And, you know, we're closer. We're closer to the end. Amen. It is very needed. Amen. Any other clergy on the line? Amen. And if not, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist
Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through both Dr. Khadija Hameen and also Evangelist May. I tell you, the Lord is just moving, and I know that Evangelist May is on fire from conducting a revival.
Yeah,
and I can feel the fire burning. Hallelujah.
Great.
Amen. God. Thank you, Lord. We need this.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It's a pickup. Lord knows it's a pickup. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm happy about it. Thank the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
So I just thank the Lord because God is yet proving himself. And I just want to encourage everyone, every listener, to just continue to go after God. If you're listening and you don't know the Lord, get to know him before it's too late, because time is running out. And the bridegroom, people are sitting around, they're doing this and that, going about thinking that they have all kinds of time, but it's not so. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but it does behoove us to be ready before the bridegroom comes. Because when that cry is made, you won't have time to do anything else. You just have to be ready.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all of you and for your support and your prayers. And for all of our listeners, we thank God for you. We want you to know that we are praying for you. And we appreciate all of your support. God bless you, and we love you. Praise the Lord. I just feel excited. I really feel stirred up about what God is doing. My soul is just rejoicing, because I know that God is real and he's yet proving himself. Praise the Lord. So do we have anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon, and we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. I know that'll be the beginning of our Sunday school convention, scheduled to be at True Holiness Temple Church of God there in Athens, Georgia. Praise the Lord. But we invite you to tune into the broadcast on Friday evening if you're not in that service. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.